Well, welcome and thank you for joining in again in our Bible studies of the study of the Word of God and the ABCs of Christian growth. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian growth, and I welcome you and thank you for joining in today. Today we're going to probably have our last lesson on this subject that we've been studying for the past, this will be the eighth lesson having to do with sanctification. That's the fourth study in the letter S of the ABCs of Christian growth. And we've been studying quite a bit about what our Bibles have to say and what God's Word has to say about sanctification and the doctrine of sanctification. We found out that there is such thing as sanctification unto the Lord, and that there is sanctification of man. Sanctification of man. Well, we've been studying about the sanctification of man, and the last thing that we studied, brothers and sisters, if you remember, was the holiness of Christians. The holiness of Christians. The holiness of Christians in their calling, if you remember, and in their lives, and also reasons for it, reasons for holiness in Christians. And because of God's holiness, because of God's mercies, because of Christ's love, of course, our Savior loves us. And boy, it is just going to be so, when we get to be with the Lord, when we see Him, like we was talking about on the last lesson, we actually see Him who we have believed in by faith without sight. Without seeing Him, all these people talking about they've seen Jesus, hogwash. Nobody's seen Jesus. You can go on Barnhouse Ministries, and there's a study on there that talks about all these folks that talk about they've been to heaven and they've been to hell, and that they've seen Jesus and had conversations with Him and sat down with Him and talked with Him, and that He looked like this and looked like that. That's not Bible. That's not doctrinal. That's not what the Bible teaches. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and nobody has seen God at any time. The next people going to see Jesus Christ is when He comes to get us. And that's when we're going to go to be with Him. And we'll see Him as He is then. But until then, we walk by faith, not by sight. Not by sight. So be careful of them things like that. But reasons for it, reasons for holiness and in Christian sanctification, God's holiness and God's mercies, and because of Christ's love, and because of the end of the world. The end of the world. You know, it seems like as slow and monotonous as this life gets sometimes, and trying to keep things in order in your mind and in your heart, and keep things the way that they should be spiritually, and walk with the Lord and walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It just seems like this world just drags on and on and on, doesn't it? But that's the way time is. That's the way time is. And we're not in this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. That's why this world is strange to us, because we're not of this world. The Lord said for us to take hold on eternal life. Eternal life. We're supposed to be living in eternity. We're supposed to be living eternally. Take hold of eternal life because of the world's end and because of one's inheritance. The things that we have to look forward to, we got to keep that in our minds. We got to remind each other and encourage one another that it's all worth it. It's all true. What God says is true. What this world says is not true. It's a lie. It's a theatrical play that's going on down here that the Lord's going to burn up. And the Bible is true no matter how much society in this world changes. The Bible stands true. God's Word stands true. Well, today we're going to go, we also had God's means of holiness, how a Christian obtains holiness, or how God provides holiness or helps us with holiness, is by the Word of God and by chastisement and by His grace. Remember that? So just a little recap there to help us to get into today's study. We're going to finalize this study of sanctification talking about a few other words, or words that, Bible words, that the Word of God uses having to do with sanctification, like, for instance, holiness and godliness that we went over, and we found out how godliness and holiness was in relation with sanctification, having to do with our study and the study of sanctification. Well, there are several other words that we're going to use as we close this study and find out what they mean and how they are used in the scriptures, having to do with sanctification, and that is separated. Now, there's an individual study on separation in the ABCs of Christian growth. You can find that, and you're welcome to go and study that. And I'm sure that if you're going through the ABCs and you're studying them, however you're studying them, you can't study wrong. Not studying God's Word, that is. You know what I mean. But if you're just going through them, A, B, C, D, and down through there, you've probably already been over separation. And separation, you'll notice in that study that it brings up sanctification. That study of separation brings up sanctification. Part of being sanctified is being separated. Separated, yes. Yes, and you can see little evident pieces of that as we went through our study in the past 5, 6, 7 studies of this study that we're doing right now on sanctification. There were little tidbits of things and small and little truths that were coming out that showed us that it was God's will. If we're going to have sanctification and be sanctified, and God's sanctification, and the Lord's sanctification himself, the sanctification of the Lord, and the sanctification of man, you can see separation in them things. You can see some sort of separation in those things. When we're talking about the sanctification of the Lord, you remember there was separation in that. God said, I will be glorified and I will be sanctified in front of everybody and in front of every man. And when them two boys went up into that temple and they took strange fire up in there and they didn't separate the fire of the Lord from just regular old, any old fire, it cost them their lives. Separation. You see, separated, separation. That's a word we're going to study just for a few minutes, having to do with sanctification and its relation to that. Also, we're going to talk about a word called. Called. Separated, called, and one other, chosen. Separated, called, and chosen. These are words that are affiliated with sanctification and the truth and the doctrine of sanctification. Sanctification, we could just title this portion of our study, Sanctification, in parentheses, separated, called, or chosen, for specific appointments. For specific appointments. Sanctification in the Scriptures can be narrowed down to one event. One event, like, for instance, something has been separated, or somebody has been separated. Somebody has been called, or a group has been called, or something chosen. Sanctification. Something's been sanctified, it's been chosen. Something's been sanctified, it's been called. Something's been sanctified, it's been separated. You see that thing? And for specific appointments. Now, we've seen this in our study, and we have studied pieces of this, and we're not unfamiliar with what we're talking about right now and what we're about to study. But let's focus on specific appointments. Specific appointments having to do with sanctification and what our Bible shows us that it is possible for there to be specific appointments of sanctification. You see, not only the overall sanctification of the Lord said, I will be sanctified, and there's no compromise in that, and don't take no chances on it, because you'll be sorry. And then the sanctification of man and God's will and the Holy Ghost indwelling us and his will for our holiness and for our godliness and his provision for our sanctification in those avenues. specific appointments. As we close this study, we're going to look at just sanctification with separated, called, and chosen specific appointments. Now, to separate, ordain, and appoint to the work of redemption and the government of the church. That's a definition of separated or called or chosen. Well, to separate specifically. To separate is to ordain or appoint to the work of redemption and the government of the church. Now, there is appointments for that in the scripture, and people are sanctified or go through sanctification having to do with the Lord choosing somebody to call them to do something for him. And there are examples in that. For instance, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, he was specifically called. The Father sanctified the Lord Jesus Christ and separated him and called and chose him. In John chapter 10, verse 36, let's just get into the scriptures and they will define themselves for us. Say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified, this is the Lord talking. He said, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. You see, the Lord's reprimanding and getting on somebody and scolding them there and asking them a simple question. You know, they're saying that they're accusing him of things and aggravating him, just like they followed him around all over the place and done that thing and never give him any peace. But the Lord answered them one time specifically having to do with his calling, and he defended it. And he said, say ye of him, speaking of himself, whom the Father hath sanctified, there's that word sanctified, but what's the Lord talking about? And sent into the world, chosen, called, separated. The Father sent the Word of God into the world, incarnated the Word into flesh, and named him Jesus. And this is who he's talking about, right? This is himself, speaking of himself. Say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God? You see that thing? Jesus, the Father sanctified Jesus. When Jesus was sent into the world, the Word of God was sent into the world. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And God sent his Word into the world. It was incarnated and conceived in a womb of Mary and became flesh and was born in a body, a human body, and they shall call his name Jesus. And we have the Son of God. God the Son. The Son of Man. Amen, amen. But he was sanctified. The Father sanctified Jesus. You see that thing? Sanctification. Separated, called, or chosen for a specific appointment. And this was indeed a specific appointment that the Lord came for, wasn't it? And we're glad of it and thankful that the Lord did come and do what he done. Boy, wouldn't we be in a mess if the Lord hadn't put his perfect plan, thought his perfect plan and executed it and is still executing it. And people are still getting saved after thousands and thousands of years and being born again and being redeemed and reconciled unto the Lord. And I'm one of them, and so are you. And praise the Lord for that. Praise his wonderful name for that. The Father sanctified Jesus. What else? Well, Jesus sanctified himself from sinners. Now, what are we talking about? Sanctification. We're talking specifically about specific appointments or separated, called, or chosen. Jesus sanctified himself from sinners. Yes, he did. He was among sinners, but he separated himself, and he separated himself. He sanctified himself from sinners. He was among sinners. He dealt with sinners. He walked, slept, ate, talked, and loved us, and was here for 3.5 years, and was crucified, was buried, and rose again, and went back to the Father, and spent lots of time with sinners, but he was separate from them. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 36, Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 26, "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." Amen. Amen. Jesus had to keep himself separate from sinners. Jesus was not a sinner. Jesus was the Son of God. He's God in the flesh. He's holy. He was holy through and through, even as a man. Even as a man. Jesus didn't die with any sin in him. He died with sin on him, but not in him. Jesus was holy. Jesus was God in the flesh. Is God in the flesh. Jesus sanctified himself from sinners. He sanctified himself from sinners. He was separated. He was sanctified. He was chosen. He was called. All right, what else? Well, Jesus Christ sanctified the apostles. Now, remember what we're talking about with the sanctification. We're talking about specific appointments. The Father specifically sanctified Jesus. Jesus specifically sanctified himself from sinners. Separated himself. And Jesus Christ sanctified the apostles. He chose them. He separated them. And he called them. In John chapter 15 and verse 16, the Bible says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen," get that? "You've not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." Sanctified. Jesus sanctified himself from sinners. The Father sanctified Jesus. And Jesus Christ sanctified the apostles. Sanctified the apostles. You see that? You see the truth in this study of sanctification having to do with specific sanctification, specific appointments. It also exists in this study of sanctification and what the Bible teaches concerning that. It's true. What else? Well, Paul was sanctified by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was sanctified by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was chosen. He was called for a specific appointment, and the Lord even named those specifics in the scriptures, and we'll go over that. Romans chapter 1, verse 1, listen to this. Paul called, did you get that? Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother. An introduction there in the book of Corinthians, the first verse of the first chapter of Corinthians. Paul was beginning to write in there and introducing himself. And he said, Paul, and then described himself, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. And Sosthenes, our brother, he's introducing himself, but you see that description he gave of himself? He's sanctified, he's chosen, he's separated, he's called, he's chosen specifically by the Lord, of the Lord Jesus Christ through the will of God. Paul was sanctified by Jesus Christ. All right, what else? Well, let's see some more of that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 1. This was Romans that I read. Paul a servant of Jesus Christ. This is Romans 1:1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Separated. You see them words? You see that thing? Separated unto the gospel of God. Specific sanctification. Specific sanctification. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. And in 1 Corinthians 1, we read, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother. You see that thing? All right, and here's another one, talking about Paul. Paul was sanctified by Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 9 and verse 15, the Bible says, But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen, there's that word, chosen, sanctified, chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name. Now here's a description of his calling. You see that? To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And he did. And he did. And we see that. We see that. And if it wasn't for the Lord doing this very thing, me and you wouldn't be saved. That Pauline epistle, the gospel of the grace of God, is specifically Pauline. That's Pauline gospel. We're saved by the New Testament that the Lord gave Paul to bring in and finish the book of Acts and to close out the book of Acts and take us from the Old Testament and the under the law and bring us under grace in the New Testament by faith. You see that thing? Specifically called for that. And the Lord done that on the road of Damascus when he knocked him down to his knees and was talking to him, telling him, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. You're persecuting me. And he said, Who are you? And he said, I'm Jesus. And he called him Lord from then on. But Paul got up and he was chosen. He was chosen. Specifically chosen, called. The Bible's using those words, you notice. Using them specific words about sanctification. What are we talking about? We're talking about sanctification, separated, called, chosen for specific appointments having to do with this topic of sanctification in the Scriptures. The Father sanctified Jesus. Jesus sanctified himself from sinners. Jesus Christ sanctified the apostles. Paul was sanctified by Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost sanctifies bishops, preachers, men called to preach and to teach the work of the Word of God and to take charge of the flock of the Lord and to take care of them. Acts chapter 20 and verse 8, listen to this. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves. He's talking to preachers. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock. That's talking about the New Testament bride of Christ, the flock, the church. And to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, and feed the church of God. You see where the flock is? The church of God. And feed the church of God, which a lot of preachers, by the way, you could take note of that. You could take note of that, preachers. You're supposed to be feeding the flock. And a good feeding gives nutrients, and it helps them to grow and to stay healthy and fit, not become like the world and digress or become like the world and start getting filthy and nasty. Just a little something for you there. All right. To feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. All right. What are we talking about? Sanctification. The Holy Ghost sanctifies. He chooses. he separates and he calls bishops. He calls them for specific chosen reasons. And what is that? Take heed to yourselves and to the flock, to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Specific appointments. God doesn't call everybody to preach and to teach and to oversee the flock, individual flocks in the church of God. He doesn't call everybody. He calls chosen and specific people to do those things. All right, what else? Well, God sanctified Samson unto himself. In the Old Testament, he was chosen before he was even born. You remember that? Judges chapter 13, verse 5. He was sanctified before he was even born. It says, for lo, thou shalt conceive. His mama hadn't even conceived him yet, but the Lord told him, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. He was one of the judges. He was chosen. He was sanctified. The Lord sanctified him and called him to a specific and separated him unto a specific calling, a specific appointment. You see that thing? Sanctification. This is a whole different avenue talking about specifics of callings and choosings in the Scriptures having to do with sanctification. I guess you could call it a little side note of how sanctification is used. We've seen sanctification of the Lord. We've seen sanctification of man. And now we see specific sanctification and calling. You see that? Sanctification. God sanctified Samson unto himself. And one other. The Holy Ghost sanctified Barnabas and Saul, if you remember, whose name changed to Paul. The Lord changed his name to Paul. The Holy Ghost sanctified Barnabas and Paul to a specific work. A specific work sanctified them for a chosen, specific work. Where does it say that? In Acts chapter 13 and verse 2. And they ministered unto the Lord and fasted. This one after Paul got saved, and they were teaching and preaching and helping out around the church and this, that, and the other. And the Holy Ghost said, it says, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted. And the Holy Ghost said, separate. Did you get that? You getting these words? Separate. Chosen. Separate. Chosen. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for what? For the work whereunto I have called them. You see that thing? It's real. It's real. And God still does that in the Scriptures. He calls men and calls women for specific things and sanctifies them, separates them, calls them, and chooses them for specific purposes. Specific purposes. Amen. All right. Well, that's it. That's it. That concludes our study of sanctification, the fourth letter S in the ABCs of Christian growth. It's been a good study, hasn't it? Did you find anything new out? Sure you did. Well, we found some tremendous truths out, didn't we? We found out how to fear the Lord and to beware of this matter of sanctification of the Lord and to honor Him and to make sure that His majesty is recognized and that His ways are recognized and that we don't blaspheme Him. We sanctify Him in our lives and we sanctify Him before people and sanctify Him with our words and with our thoughts, and we make sure that He is separate from all other things. sanctification of the Lord, and then we talked about sanctification of man and the differences in sanctification of man and what brings that about, and holiness and godliness, and who has part in that, that God the Holy Ghost is taking it personal, and he's teaching us and bringing us about and conforming us into the image of Christ. But yet sanctification of man is practical also. We have to be part of our sanctification. You just don't get clean. You just don't. That body's not going to stay that way unless you practically practice it and make it stay that way, you see, until the Lord comes and finishes this thing of sanctification, and it's matured and it is finished, and we have a body like unto the Lord's glorious body, and we have a mind that have the mind of Christ. We don't ever have to worry about having to be sanctified from anything again, because we're going to be like the Lord himself. And I don't understand, I don't confess to understand what that is like, because I'm a sinner. And when I talk about holiness and talk about sanctification, it's glad, and I know it's true, and I know it's everything that the Lord says it is, we get peace. We know that it's true because of the things that the Lord teaches us, and as we learn, we become more like him and become holy, more like him, piece by piece. And as we do, it's encouraging to know that one day this is going to be something. This is really going to be something. We're really going to love who the Lord turns us into. And it's going to be wonderful. And all we have to do is be faithful. Just be faithful. And just let the Lord have his way and have his work in your life. Yield to him. Submit to him. And make the changes that are necessary, and fight the good fight of faith. And if you fail, confess it. Confess that thing to the Lord, and cleanse, get it cleansed and under the blood, and then get back up and go some more. And don't even check up. Don't even check up. This concludes the study on sanctification. Thank you for loving your Lord enough to mind him by studying his wonderful word. Please continue. Please continue to study God's word. It's not an option, brothers and sisters. We have to stay in God's word. We have to. Just go ahead and set that in your mind and in your heart, that that's going to be part of my life the rest of my life. God's word is going to be in my life every day for the rest of my life here in this body, until the Lord makes the changes that he's been telling us about. Okay? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, listen to this, you probably already got it memorized, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." That thing makes real good sense now, don't it? Yeah, real good sense. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. You've been born again. You've been called. You've been called. You've been called out of that world. You've been called unto the Lord. Out of the world and away from the world and unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. Amen. All right. Well, let me give you these verses today, and we'll close out this study, and we'll look forward to getting into another truth in God's Word and studying it. Sanctification. John chapter 10, verse 36. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26. John chapter 15, verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Acts chapter 9, verse 15. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Judges chapter 13, verse 5. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 23. And our last scripture for this study and for today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you. I'm glad God is faithful, and he is. He's never let me down, even when I try to convince myself that he's going to, or listen to the devil running his mouth around. You know, the devil's always trying to make us doubt our Lord. Faithful is he that calleth you. God proves himself, and he comes through on the money every single time. We thank him for that. We do. Who also will do it. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Will do it. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to stop right there. And I pray you'll just keep on studying. Keep on joining in. And I want to remind you, barnhouseministries.com. That's our study, Barnhouse Ministries, and you can get on there and you can get anything that you want, and all the papers and all the downloads and all that sort of business, and you can get all of that and download it and have it right there. And you already know that, but you're welcome to it. Help yourself. God's Word is free and should be and available. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. I love you with Christ's love, and I look forward to studying with you some more. And you have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Hi, hello again. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs.